This is new, so we'll get all the kinks worked out. Okay, here we go. Do what? Let my own show for? All right, so I'm just going to make some declarations. I'll keep saying this over and over and over. I'm going to try to stay up here, but I probably won't. Is that we are under a reign of peace. And the more we submit to that, the more our world around us begins to shift. Now, the verse that we're going to start with, and I don't know, the last time I taught, I'll kind of bring in some of that. But the verse about the kingdom and the reign of peace, there are a couple of different ones. But this one is, but the saints of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. And that's in Daniel 7:18. And last time I taught about thy kingdom come. And I really believe part of our assignment for the heart gate is to establish a resting place for the kingdom of God to manifest. I want to honor what IHOP does in this city. They are a house of prayer and a house of intercession, but we are an ecclesia. And that means that we are a governing body that sits in the kingdom and legislates what's going to come in and out of the city. Okay, now that's who we are, and that's a good thing. Okay, and I'm not saying prayer and intercession isn't valid. It very much is, but there's a beyond that too that we're coming to as sons, and because Jesus had this prayer, and I'll get to it in just a second, and in that prayer he said, "On earth as it is in heaven." Now, it will get answered. It's going to get answered. And so the doom and gloomers that are out there, okay, that are saying that the world is going to get worse and worse and worse, it is, but the kingdom is going to get brighter and brighter and brighter. Okay, and so the kingdom coming is on earth, and I talked about it also being in earthen vessels. Okay, do you remember who we are? We are the earthen vessel. So the answer to Jesus' prayer about heaven coming on the earth is for us too. It's not just about the earth out there. It's this earthen vessel. And so we're just going to review a little bit so that we can begin to continue to reframe our thought processes and to reframe how we think about things. And because we need a transformation of our minds, because when we talk about heaven so much, and I mentioned this last time, so much of when we talk about heaven, it's attached to death. Because we've been told all of our life that we're all going to die, and we've been told all of our life that that's when you get to go to heaven. And so everything that we're contending for right now and that we're releasing into the city is contrary to that. So we've got to begin to reframe our thinking, and that's going to bring our souls into agreement with what our spirit is. Okay? Now we talked about last time that we are citizens of heaven. You are not a citizen of this earth. You are not a citizen of the United States only. You are a citizen of heaven. And all of the rights that you have as an American citizen, that's just a shadow of the rights you have as being a citizen of heaven. Do you know if you go to a country and you're taken hostage, almost our entire embassy and the government moves on your behalf? To get you free, they will send the army and all the Marines and all those guys to come get you. That's a shadow. That's a shadow. You know what I mean by shadow? What does your father do in heaven as a citizen of heaven when something comes against you? So he goes, oh, I hope you make it. No. All of heaven comes to attention to deal with that thing that's coming against us. Okay, now for our citizenship is in heaven, from which we eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body. Okay, you want to know what God's doing right now? He's taking our lowly body, our lowly mindsets, our lowly places of being, and he's shifting them into his glorious body, into his glorious mind. Okay, that's what he's doing in us. Now, unfortunately, that means that there's going to be a whole lot of shaking going on. Okay, it's just a part of it. All right, now it says, give thanks to the Father who has qualified us. We don't even have to qualify for this. He qualifies us. I mean, that's a good deal. That means our works really don't mean anything. We're striving and doing all this stuff, and he says, but the Father has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance. He has delivered us, not will deliver us, has, past tense, delivered us from the power of darkness. Okay, do we really believe that? That's a big thing. Do we really believe that? That we have been delivered from the power of darkness. Okay, does that mean that you don't have difficulties? No. It means you've been delivered from it, though. Okay, the next thing, and this one gets me charged up. Verse 49. Well, I'm going to read the whole thing because it's really good. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterward the spirit. Okay, Sean talked about that a couple of times. Now, the first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. Now, as was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. Now, you want to get a charge out of what God's doing? And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man on earth as it is in heaven. We will bear the image of the heavenly one. 1 John 4:17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. That's our destiny. As he is in the earth, so are we. That's what God's doing in the earth right now. He is taking our lowly body, our lowly places, and calling us up higher. Okay, Matthew 6:9-13, verse 10, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's the prayer of Jesus. It's the prayer of Yeshua. That on this earth will be the same as it is in heaven. Now guess where that takes place? Point at you. Okay, it's a done deal. It's a done deal. Will there be a prayer Jesus doesn't get answered? I mean, if he doesn't get an answered prayer, we're in trouble. Okay, that prayer gets answered. Okay, and then it says, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Okay, we are a part of a kingdom that has power, glory, and no end. Again, I mentioned last time, the word kingdom is found 333 times. Church is found 74. Do the math. It It's about the kingdom. Psalm 45:13 says, your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. My favorite verse probably that deals with the kingdom and government and all that is Isaiah 9:7. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. Okay, so this is us learning, this is the citizenship that we have. Okay, Daniel 2:44-45. It says, and in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people. This kingdom will break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Okay, do you remember us talking about the macro and the micro last time? Do y'all remember that? The macro is the big picture. The micro is the little picture. Okay, that's the big picture right there. What does the little picture look like? Anybody got an idea? That the kingdom is going to enter into his children, and it's never going to be destroyed, and it's going to break into pieces every kingdom and king in you that is not of him. It says he will complete the work he starts in us. So the micro is anything in you that is not of God will be consumed and destroyed. And guess what? It will stand forever in you. It will stand forever in you. All right, now, in Luke 17:20-21, it says, now when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, see here or see there, for indeed, the kingdom of God is where? Within me. Okay, and that's in the soul dimension outside of time and space. So at any point, the origin of any trauma that you have, you can get healed from. To the point of origin. Now, there honestly is a place in the beginning, before, in the was, you can go before and move out of that place where you didn't know sin. Okay, now just think about that for a while. Okay, yeah. Okay, earthen vessels, that jam your brain up? Okay, earthen vessels. 2 Corinthians 4:17 says, but we have this treasure, the kingdom, in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. Okay? Now, we talked about this last time. Now, when we begin to speak, because we're all going to begin speaking some of this stuff here in just a minute, I would encourage you to. I'm not going to manhandle, make anybody do something they choose not to do. But when we begin to speak in just a minute, we are establishing borders and boundaries around our life and around the city. Because who we are is we are an ecclesia. This is what an ecclesia does. They establish and set borders and parameters. Okay? So y'all ready to do this? Okay. This kingdom within me is a kingdom of righteousness, a kingdom of peace, a kingdom of joy, a kingdom of rest, a kingdom of love, a kingdom of honor, a kingdom of holiness, a kingdom of abundance, a kingdom of power, a kingdom of glory, a kingdom of order, a kingdom of justice, and whatever else you need it to be. Okay? Now, all of those things are in you. Righteousness is in you. Holiness is in you. joy, peace, honor. All those things are in us because we are a part of this kingdom. Okay, now Jesus' prayer on earth as it is and in earthen vessels as it is in heaven. Yeshua's prayer will be answered. It will be on earth as it is in heaven. It will be. Okay, now the kingdom within us is an everlasting kingdom. You need to let this soak into your spirit and into your soul to know that this is the kingdom that is within you. It is an everlasting kingdom. Its dominion endures through all generations. It establishes and orders with justice and judgment. It has no end. It will never be destroyed. It is ever increasing, and it shall break into pieces and consume all other kingdoms within you and without. That is the kingdom that resides in you. Okay? Now this is where we're starting from. Okay? That was all last week, or the last time I taught. Okay? Now this one, and I'm doing a series, and it's called The High Life. That's what God said, name it, The High Life. And it's the life where we live out of who we are in heaven here on earth. That's what the high life is to me. Who I am there, I am operating that same way here. Okay, now we're going to talk a little bit about governing. Now, governing is a function. It is not an identity. Okay, so this is a function. Now, we've been talking about identity and those kind of things, but this is about governing, which is a function that an ecclesia is supposed to do. All right, I'm going to go over the maturation process. You have seen this thing at least 50 times. Okay, if it's your first time, hello, we're ATR and we need to meet you because we've seen this I don't know how many times. It should be imprinted on your eyeballs by now. All right, now, this is the maturation process. Now, in each developmental stage, there is an objective and a goal of development that we are to grow in. Now, this is found in 1 John. The blueprint is there. The first stage of development is you need to be born again. Okay, you'll hear me say that all the time. Salvation is a bloodline issue, not a behavioral issue. Okay, Gandhi had to get saved. As good as he was, and the miracles and things that he did, he had to be born again. Okay, it's just what happened that needs to happen. Okay? You have to be born from above and translated out of darkness into light. Okay, that happens at the new birth. Now, the next little progression, not over there, the next little progression is you become a young child. Now, this is the process for every person who's been born again. Nobody skips any of these steps. Okay, you don't go from born again to a father and a king real rapidly. It just doesn't work that way. Now, a young child, there are a couple of things that 1 John in the blueprint says that we are to know. Okay? And one of those things is know your sins are forgiven, know the Father and his heart towards you. Okay, now that knowing is a heart knowing, not a head knowing. Because they make a world of difference. Okay, now if you know your sins are forgiven and you know the Father, there are going to be certain things that begin to translate into your life. Okay, and some of those things that you're going to begin to step into is knowing that you are loved, accepted, that you belong, you have a sense of well-being and value. Those things are to be learned in the young baby and young child stage. Because you can't progress into this stage over here, the next stage, unless you know those things. Because if you try to jump this stage, or you only intellectually know these things, you're going to have a hard time overcoming. Okay? Now, out of this place of knowing, our seat of rest is built. Okay? That's key. The seat of rest. Notice that's a throne. Okay, we'll get to that. Okay? Your seat of rest is when we have stopped striving and we cease from our own works to obtain things from God. It is a place of trust. It is a place of faith. It is a place of peace. It is a place of knowing and believing. Our seat of rest becomes the throne we sit upon to rule and reign. So it's mandatory to establish a seat of rest in our spirit, soul, and body. Okay, it's mandatory to do that. We cannot rule and reign if we don't have that place of rest. Now, that place of rest comes out of knowing I'm loved, accepted, I have a sense of well-being, belonging, and value. Okay, the next stage of development is young man and lords. That's a little L there. All right, now this is where we overcome our personal adversary and we begin to learn how to govern ourselves. Okay, now when I say your personal adversary, you should be able to identify what that is. If you can't, that would be your first question you need to ask your father. What is my area that I need to overcome? Because if you don't know it, your chances of actually overcoming are slim. There's a saying, if you aim for nothing, you'll hit it. Okay? God is very specific with us. He's not a general just, hey, whatever floats your boat. He's very specific, and you should be able to identify what that place is. Who and what is your personal adversary? Because one of the things that we need to know in this developmental stage is that we're an overcomer and the ability to quit is removed. Because if you have a quit anywhere in you, it ain't done yet. Because that has to be removed for kings. Now, as a young child down here, that one is about identity. Okay? And there are lots of little steps of victory along the way. Okay? It's not just a jump to here. There are lots of, every victory that we have is progressively taking us more into more maturity. Okay? Last, when we left New Covenant, we all got overcomer badgers. Well, if you were here, you got one. You don't, I think she has some, if you need one, okay? That was a mark that we've all taken a step in maturity. Now, are we kings yet? I don't know. But I do know that this last season at New Covenant was a season where we matured in some things. I mean, do you realize that? You need to give yourself a pat on the back. You overcame. And I don't say that lightly. You need to rejoice in those victories. Okay, so in this part right here, we got to know we're overcomers. Now, time of overcoming doesn't make you a completed overcomer. Okay? Just because you got a badge last week doesn't mean there's nothing else to overcome. Okay, just want to clue you in on that in case you're thinking otherwise. But I do know the ability to quit has to be removed. Yeah. All right, so we're going to keep moving here. Now, I want to talk about this for a second. Destiny is birthed out of knowing your identity. And your identity is you're a child of God. It has nothing to do with your vocation or anything like that. Now, as we're marching forth, most have been given a greater measure of responsibility in realms and dimensions. Okay, do you know that? Last week when we left New Covenant, pretty much quite a few of you, I'm not going to say everyone or who, but almost everyone scroll began to open up more and more. To show you, because you've got to see, you've got to know what's in your next kind of season so you know how to frame it up. See, this is what we as sons are learning to do. Now, when I get my scroll and I begin to understand some things that are on my scroll, and we'll talk about that a little bit more, that teaches me how to frame it up. Because what I frame up is what I'm going to receive and hold. If I choose to not do that, I'm not going to get probably what God's wanting me to get, the fullness of it. Okay? So with your identity, you got to know your identity, who you are, so you can walk in your destiny, which deals with function. You cannot do this if you don't know this. Okay? I would say 75% of the body of Christ is trying to do this and not know this. And they're working and they're striving and they're doing everything they can do at church. They check every box. They do the daycare. They do everything there is to do, wanting to walk in their destiny, but they don't have a clue of who they are. And it can't work that way. Okay, now thresholds. Thresholds are tricky places, but they're basically a crossing place going out of one, that's supposed to be one place, to another place. Now, I'm going to be real honest with you. I have not crossed over this threshold yet. I'm still crossing. Do you know why? Because I have some heart issues I'm trying to get worked out. Okay? I'm not going to jump across that threshold with issues in my heart. Okay? That's just me. I'm not going to do it. I've learned to stop, let the Father deal with those issues, let him bring healing and restoration, whatever he needs to do in me, so that when I walk over, I come over basically in a right posture. Okay, so that's, you know, Virginia had put something out on the Facebook to really allow the Father to begin really showing us our heart issues. Asking him, what offenses are in my heart? What things are in my heart that don't need to be there? And he's so faithful because he desires to give us the kingdom. It's not a guessing game. It becomes real clear. I really believe, is it cutting out? I really believe that our Father is a good Father, and when we ask a question, he gives us the answer. He doesn't make us sit and wonder or try 50 different things hoping we get the one thing right. He's very clear. Because he's a loving God. Okay, now this season, actually my seasons aren't quite always in line with this, but I made a, I'm trying to think when it was. It may have been April of last year. I'm not sure. I was given a scroll by John Paul. And a lot of the issues of my heart began to were dealt with. Just a lot of them got dealt with. And this year, as we crossed into from December 30th into January 1st, I made a statement that I believe is part of how I am framing up my year this year. As I basically said, my land, which is my spirit, soul, body, and heart, are under a reign of peace because I am of the kingdom of peace. And what that means in the natural means I am not going back to the emergency room and I am not going back in a hospital this year. I'm just not doing it. Okay? That's what I'm framing up. That I will walk in greater health than I did last year. I'm framing those things up. So I've made that statement. This is my land. This, me, I live. I'm going to live in peace. I'm going to have peace in my body. I'm going to have peace in my home, in my environment. I'm going to have that. That's what I frame up. Okay, now governing, because we are an ecclesia, remember macro, micro? Remember those two words? What's macro? Big picture, micro, little picture? All right, so let's look at some definitions of governing. It means to exercise continuous sovereign authority over. It means to control, direct, or strongly influence the actions and the conduct of. It means to hold in check or restrain. It means to prevail and have decisive influence, control. It means to exercise authority. So what is the one thing that every, on that growth scale there, every young child is supposed to be governing? Our body, our soul, our spirit, our heart. That's what we're supposed to be governing on a micro level, right? Okay, now as we submit to the lordship of Yeshua and we come under his government and overshadowing, he is Lord of our life, and every choice that we have to make, he gets to decide what it is. That's what it means by him overshadowing us. Now, he does not sit over us in a control posture, but a father-mentor type posture to teach us his ways and means of doing things. Because as we sit under him, because he is what? Lord of lords? Okay, but he's Lord of lords. Who are the little L's? Us. So we are in a posture of sitting under his lordship so he can teach us how to rule and reign and govern our being. Because each person's responsible for that. Do you know that? I am not responsible for anyone's life except my own. Okay, that helps with anyone who's codependent. Okay? Okay, now, at first, in governing, when you come under the lordship of Christ, it is very much where you get a yes, you do this, and no, you don't do that. Okay? Because he's conforming our mind to have the mind of Christ. Because some things we've been taught by man how to do things that aren't his ways. And the more that we grow in understanding his heart and his mind, he then releases more and more governing to us. Now, he always sits in that position as Lord, big L. But we're little L's. And he wants us to begin to govern our life. That's what he's desiring for us to do. But we have to sit under his overshadowing. Y'all remember what overshadowing means? Yeshua is Lord of lords. He overshadows us, which means he covers us with a haze of brilliancy. Do you know what that haze of brilliancy does to us? It transforms us and transfigures us to where the things we want to do, we do. I don't have to try to love someone. I am love. That's a big difference. I'm not there. I am nowhere near that. I am consciously having to make myself choose to love most of the time. Just being honest. Ain't like y'all don't know it. My junk is just as obvious as yours. I ain't got no shame about it, though. But I will sit under his overshadowing daily, caught in that haze of brilliancy so he can transform me. So I don't have to try to love, I just love. I don't try to be holy, I am holy. See, all that kingdom begins to manifest and it transforms you to where you are that. You're not wanting or trying, you are that. So anytime you can get under that haze of brilliancy, get there. Lay there, just hang out there. Okay, again, micro and macro. Now, you know, the larger is the community and the kingdom at hand. Okay, would be kind of like the city. The larger is just a bunch of smallers. That's how the largest is. What the smallest does, now you need to grab this, because a lot of times I don't think we realize that we actually impact the kingdom. But what the smallest does affects the larger. That's quantum physics. The butterfly flaps somewhere and creates a whirlwind somewhere else. Y'all know that little thing that they teach? Okay. Do you know one rogue cell left ungoverned can turn to cancer? One rogue cell. Everybody know, y'all know that, right? Okay. But do you know that one cell that gets reprogrammed and transformed by life turns into immortality? It's the same principle. You can't go, oh, that doesn't work. That's no. But this one works. If I get one rogue one, I can get cancer. And then say, no, we can't talk about that immortality stuff. Why can't we talk about this and not this? Because the principles are always the same in the kingdom. So as we overcome at the smallest level, the entire kingdom of God advances and continues to increase. Every down to the cells of our body, when they get shifted, they will manifest in the natural, and the kingdom continues to advance. Okay? Governing at the micro level. Okay, the areas of individual governing, your heart. Primary thing right there is the heart gate. Now, I dare say, if you are a part of this ecclesia, that your heart gate hasn't been getting tagged all week. It probably should have. And guess what's probably going to continue to happen for a little while? Because where are we standing? In the heart gate. So we're going to legislate, govern out of the heart gate, and our heart gate isn't going to be affected. Okay, that's called deception. That's called you are a nut. So that's just be ready for it. Don't take it personal. Don't think you're bad. Don't get under condemnation. Just say, wow, I am a part of an ecclesia that is going to govern out of the heart gate of this city, so I need my heart gate brought into order and into alignment, so I'm yielding to it, praying into it, looking for it, and obeying when it happens. Because when I do that, that city is affected. I don't have to do nothing else except that, and that whole city gets affected. See, we think we got to go out and do all these marches and do all these things. Just do that. Start there. You let your heart gate shift, and you begin to open up your gates and let the King of Glory come in. That city gets changed. Okay? Our spirit has been made alive unto God in the kingdom. We are seated in heavenly places, and our soul is being restored back to its original design and intent. What is that? What is the soul's original design and intent? To know you're loved, to know you're accepted, to have a sense of well-being, to have value and purpose. All the things that you learn as a child is the soul's original intent and how it is to function. We were never, ever designed to feel shame and condemnation and fear. We were never designed for that. That has disrupted our soul realm. So our soul is being restored back to its original design, and our body is being prepared for immortality. Because we are in the heart gate of the city, issues of the heart are going to manifest. Okay? Y'all got that? Okay, don't say, oh my gosh, what is happening? And don't say the devil's doing anything. Okay? If God's shaking the earth, micro version, he's shaking the earth, and things get disrupted, that is not the devil. That is God fulfilling the promise of his son on earth as it is in heaven. Okay? That's what Kyle was singing tonight. Yes, that's a real picture. This cloud is the cloud of knowing. If you don't know God and you don't know the kingdom, you're going to go, oh, that's not a good thing right there. That'd be looking a little scary. But the cloud of knowing, no, anybody reprint that anywhere because I don't have rights to that. That's not my photograph. So this is the cloud of knowing, and these are the lightnings. Do you know lightning starts sometimes from the earth and goes up? Okay. So we get to be little lightning bolts, and we get to be thunder. This is what ATR is called to do right here. To be overshadowed by the cloud of knowing, the cloud of his presence. And when that thing moves in, there's thunderings and lightnings. And we just have to, we become that. We become the thundering and the lightnings. That's all. We'll start talking about this part. Governing at the micro and the macro level. But we've got to get this governing done first. Yeah. Okay, this is the training ground. You know, you are your training ground. Not your husband, not your wife, not your family. You are your training ground. Don't worry about what's going on over there. You learn to govern. And as you govern this, this is affected. Okay? So any questions?